Hello everyone, welcome to our weekly podcast. So once again, movements in treasury yields and perceived differentials in the rate paths remain the key driver for the markets. A record high Chinese PPI came at the heels of an equally hot Japanese PPI inflation to 8% year-over-year basis, and a big spike yesterday on the US inflation reminded markets of inflation pressures again, while at the same time we keep seeing central bankers maintaining that key factors driving the rise in prices are transitory. In the middle of the week, the Asia equities were pulled down amid the lingering concerns of the country's property developers, Evergrande and Fantasia, as the shares of developer Fantasia plunged by 50% after it said there is no guarantee that it will be able to meet its other financial obligations. Nevertheless, on the hotter-than-expected US October inflation, which put upwards pressure on treasury yields, we have seen dollar index spiking to 95.80. Euro-dollar has slipped to 150 on strong dollar, and as ECB officials continue to try and squish any speculation of rate hikes, unsuccessfully, of course. Likewise, dollar yen lifted to 113.48, leaking treasury yields that are boosting the US dollar, while currently is just a breath away from the 114 level. Cable has dropped below 134 after US inflation, but also following today's UK third quarter GDP, which disappointed with a growth rate of 1.3% in a quarterly basis. In the meantime, the Bank of England's failure to deliver on the flagged rate hike last week keeps pushing the sterling lower. This is in contrast with the fact that central banks remain set to lift rates in the coming months. Also, from the politics perspective, the UK continues to threaten to trigger Article 16 in a bid to rewrite the Northern Ireland Protocol, which will desolate lingering trade tensions between the UK and the EU and wreak further havoc in the UK's already broken supply chain. As a result of uncertainties, sterling could remain under pressure for some time. The US stock markets in the meantime pulled back from record highs, with the three majors tracking their second losing day this week in 10 sessions. The spike in inflation has accelerated to the fastest clip in three decades, knocked treasuries and Wall Street sharply lower. And also, we have seen within the week a lot of pressure on financials, with PayPal lagging and Tesla as well, and recording up to 12% decline on Wednesday, both of them. In the meantime, you should know that the inflation threat with the surge in rates weighing sharply on the stock markets, with Nasdaq lagging by 2% just yesterday. Gold, in the meantime, has been knocked off for the four-month highs of 1,834 and extended gains to 1,863.79. The bounce in dollar has initially prompted a round of profit-taking prior to the US inflation report, but after the data, the inflation-sensitive yellow metal skyrocketed. US oil also saw a session high this week of 83.28 per barrel. However, since then, we have seen dropping back to 80 level. A US government report forecasted oversupply next year, which damped hopes that the US will tap its emergency stock, while on the other hand, we've seen reports that Russia gas flows to Europe have finally increased, and helping with this way to put a lid on gas prices as well. From yields perspective, we have seen yields surged sharply higher, with rates up double digit in the belly and the long end catching up to the sell-off after a very poor 10-year and 30-year auction. The 3 and 5 year paced the early sell-off as the market fretted about Fed rate hikes, rising to highs of 0.83% and 1.22%. The long end reacted more slowly, but the sell-off was extended following the auction. The 10-year rate jumped to 158 7% and is currently settled to 156% as demand for yields and curve flattening dynamics continue to underpin the move as the long-term inflation expectations remain subdued. Thank you very much for listening. See you again next week. Bye-bye.